So do I go?
Oh, I didn't know that part.
This is worth repeating.
Okay.
This is worth repeating.
Live storytelling from Texas Public Radio.
So about 5 school years ago, I got my first job in education. I was so excited and full of nerves. I remember sitting in this classroom waiting for my peers to arrive so that we could have our first level meeting. And I was in this tiny desk that I didn't fit in, so I was super uncomfortable. And as they arrived, they all obviously had formed a relationship. They knew each other, and they had inside jokes, and they were laughing and talking about the summer. And I was like, great. Then the level leader handed out an agenda, and they passed around a novel. And when I got the novel in my hands, I instantly felt dread. It was the novel To Kill a Mockingbird, and I had never read it. And as my peers started to discuss how we would teach this novel, I sort of sunk into my chair and tried to be invisible. And suddenly, I missed the cue to speak. 7 pairs of eyes were on me, and I met their gaze, and I was like, yes? And they repeated the question, Ms. Poole, any input? And I sort of had a moment of panic. I thought maybe I could lie because I had heard things from them. I'd heard Atticus and I heard Finch and I heard something about a courtroom and racist South. And I was like, I got this. Mockingbird is racist in the South. But instead, I decided to be honest and I said, apologies, I've never read it. And the room sort of erupted in snickers and side conversation, and I sunk even further in that chair. And I heard one of the teachers that was laughing say, well, what were you doing in high school? And immediately my defense mechanisms kicked in, and I got annoyed and curt, and I decided to be honest. And I said, I'm sorry, I was probably getting high or skipping school. But don't worry, I understand racism. And all those snickers suddenly stopped and I was met with arched eyebrows and really discontent. And I sort of just wished my moment away and said nothing, and they didn't ask any more questions of a once stoner. Now, I was different than those educators in that room. You see, I'm a high school dropout that teaches high school. I'm also someone who was pulled out of middle school for wearing black cherry lipstick for 1 week, and my mom feared I'd join a gang. I was raised on Middle School of Days of Our Lives and Another World. Ask me anything about Jamie or Stefan, and I can tell you their backstory. But I miss things like algebra and biology and how to diagram a sentence properly. I still don't know how to diagram a sentence properly. It's difficult. But I went back to school so that I could be an anchor that I never had. And, you know, I was met with those faces in the break room that didn't want to talk to the dropout. A lot of times it felt like mean girls, but older. Way older. Instead of compliments, they were biting. It was, I really like your dress, but I wouldn't have worn those shoes, these shoes. Now, it was, why are you buying bookshelves? You know these kids don't read. It was a lot of, maybe if I stayed silent and still, and their vision was based on movement, they wouldn't see me. Their isolation, their otherness, the way that they made me feel like I didn't belong forced me into the classroom. I arrived early. I stayed late. I ate lunch in my room. And suddenly students started to trickle in. And it was magical because I started to form a bond with them that I wouldn't have had if I was gossiping in the break room. And I had Jose come in and argue about having to read Romeo and Juliet aloud because, Miss, that makes me sound gay. And I convinced Teresa to let me talk to her boss about getting her a good job recommendation. These were things adults in their lives couldn't do, but I was willing to do them for them. And so I got used to them being there before and after school. So it wasn't foreign to me when Teresa showed up one day and was outside of my classroom. What was odd to me is that tears were streaming down her face. And as I opened the door and let her in, I gave her a moment to herself. And I really just waited. And when she finally spoke to me, the things that came out of her mouth I wasn't ready for. She told me that her stepfather had been abusing her for the past 6 months. She told me that she confessed to her mother and her mother didn't believe her. She told me that she was turned away from the counselor the day before when she tried to report it. And my heart broke, but my training kicked in. I was like, all right, we're going to the counselor. And she was scared, and I told her I would stay with her every step of the way, and I did. I was there when the police arrived, I was there for reporting, and I was there when her grandmother took her. I still think about her to this day. You see, Atticus Finch said this thing about being able to walk around in someone's skin, about not really knowing who they were unless you could take their perspective. And I'm abbreviating because I'm a stoner formerly. I apologize. But I understood that message. I understood these kids because I was a fuck up like them. And I will advocate them every day of my life. And, you know, the most valuable advice I've ever given these kids is to rise above and to kill them with kindness. And so, to those teachers that didn't believe in me that first time around and that second time around, thank you kindly.